The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. We've just come through America's most important election in our history. A sizable majority of our people chose a man for the White House who has and who will surely do more to lead us toward total socialism and dictatorship. The Bible teaches in Proverbs that those who refuse to live by the Bible, like the majority of us do, will self-destruct. Proverbs chapter 1 warns us, "They would have none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices." Ladies and gentlemen, we're reaping what we've sown. But on a state level, there is encouraging news. Kentucky voted over 60% against Barack Obama's socialism. Also, Andy Barr defeated Liberal Congressman Ben Chandler. It's the first time in my lifetime I remember Central Kentucky having a more conservative congressman. That's good news. In Kentucky's state legislature, the Senate would appear to be stronger against casino gambling than ever before. Also, the liberal House leadership may find it a little harder to stop pro-life bills this session. So what's the lesson to be learned from this election? It's simple. To run a Mormon who emphasizes the economy over abortion and marriage against a socialist is a stupid thing for the Republican Party to do. But the truth is, the party leadership in both parties are socialist. Ungodly parties produce ungodly candidates. As the Bible teaches, there is no hope in political parties. George Washington also warned us not to trust in political parties. So what do we, who are Bible-believing people, do now? Number one, let's repent of our shallow ideas about what it means to walk with Christ. Let's resolve that we're going to meet God daily in His Word and let Him teach us what it really means to follow Jesus. A healthy church will produce, in time, a healthy government. As God continues to use our national government to judge us for our shallowness, we have two choices: repent of our shallowness or face the downfall of our economy and government. This was Israel's experience in the Bible. It is ours now. Secondly, let's get serious about living by the Bible in every area of life, which basically means we stop using time for whatever doesn't have eternal value to it. Consider what that means to you and your family. Living by the Bible means we also learn what it has to say about education, economy, and government. And then we do that. I think it's wise to get self-sufficient in everything it takes to maintain your lifestyle, meaning water, food, clothing, housing, and other essentials. We must not rely on another man, and especially not government, to provide those things for us. Also, our only hope, governmentally speaking, is to get state and local governments to resist the national government when what it shoves on us disagrees with the Bible. Only this will prevent our enslavement to a national dictatorship. This will require godly people with courage to be our local and state government servants. Still, it won't be easy, but it is our only governmental hope. But don't despair. Remember, the same passage that warns us of eating the fruit of our own devices also promises us this. God says, "Whosoever hearkens unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil." Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Children's Heritage Days, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.